United States against Jackson. Mr. Miller.
Morning, Your Honor.
Please come to the microphone before speaking.
Thank you. I'm Cloud Miller, representing Mr. Jackson on this matter. We presented for the court's consideration on appeal a belief in our argument that Mr. Jackson's motion for suppression of the evidence was denied, and as a result of that denial, he suffered the consequences of a search and seizure that was not a legal search and seizure under the parameters of not only the Fourth Amendment, but the Dickinson Court and other...
Mr. Miller, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Once the district court rules adversely to you, to your client, on the credibility point about whether there was this traffic violation, failure to signal, doesn't your case fall apart? Because once there's a traffic violation under Wren and under Atwater, the police officer can actually, he has probable cause to arrest. And Terry is out the window and everything. He can already do the whole thing. He can do the arrest. And of course, once he can do the arrest, he can, you know, the cocaine base gets found and everything else happens. Isn't that ruling on the credibility point the whole linchpin of this case?
Yes, Your Honor, it is.
And so how? And then how, my next question is, how can we, as an appellate court, tell the district court that he made the wrong call as between the officer and your client?
Well, the search incident to arrest, Your Honor, what we're arguing in that behalf, irrespective of the Wren decision, was that there was a lack of probable cause for purposes.
But we can't say, if he was committing a traffic violation, I realize, you know, there's plenty of criticism of Wren out there, but there it is. It's the law in this court, at least, until the Supreme Court changes its mind, has to follow it. The police can pull you over if you commit a traffic violation. There's, you know, they have probable cause to believe that, and once they can do that, we learn from Atwater, they can even, you know, they can haul you into the station, they can arrest you, they can do everything. And if that fixed law that we all have to deal with, isn't Mr. Jackson out of luck?
With that foundation, Your Honor, I would agree with the court. I'm also saying, though, however, that...
But what's your answer? I mean, how...
So the answer is that it's discretionary, Your Honor. The officer could have just as easily, rather than taking him into custody and placing him in a squad car and conducting a search beyond the Terry stop pat-down, he could
and
have...
It wasn't, I'm telling you, it wasn't a Terry stop. It was
no,
a search incident to arrest under...
Right.
The Supreme Court case.
Given Wren, this was an arrest, and given United States against Robinson, everybody's body can be thoroughly searched on an arrest. Robinson held that that was just a per se rule. Given, if you put Wren together with Robinson, is there anything left here?
Well, not for purposes of my argument, Judge, other than fact that I thought that under this, well, once the let's go to the very basics. Once the credibility issue was decided, then we have a very difficult, if not almost impossible, argument to make in this case, Judge. But I felt it was worthwhile, only because there was some credibility issues, but the court, lower court argued, or actually heard the argument on the suppression hearing.
I don't understand your brief to argue that the district court's resolution of that issue was clearly erroneous.
I didn't make that argument, Judge. I did not make that argument. I think maybe I said it was an issue that was taken up, but certainly the judge's opinion that was final was clearly on the points of law, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. expense. Unless you want to confess error, I don't think it's necessary to argue.
Your Honor, may it please the Court, Timothy Bass on behalf of the United States. I agree, Justice Easterbrook, with that confession just made. I'm not sure there's any point in the government's argument. We've rest on our brief. Unless the Court has any questions, the government would ask that the judgment of the district court...
How do you get around Knowles against Iowa?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
How do you get around the case of Knowles against Iowa?
Your Honor, I apologize. I'm not familiar with the holding of that particular case. Again, we would ask that the judgment of the district court be affirmed. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything further, Mr. Miller?
Not
much to respond to. Okay, thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.